56 e ci avviciniamo alla prima diretta. Come qualcuno già saprà, il 19 gennaio è stato sgomberato a Lubiana un luogo importante, la fabbrica ROG. E abbiamo in collegamento da Lubiana Marco. Are you hearing us?
Hi.
Sorry,
ciao.
For my English. Hello. Ciao. Marco, I will start with some question about what happened on 19 January. Tell us something about this eviction.
Yeah, so that's exactly what happened on the 19th of January. It was an eviction of our autonomous space for 15 years. Statement of a, you know, struggle of doing things differently. We were kicked out, and it was started to be demolished. I'd say the story of ROG is not over yet, but it was definitely a big blow to the community. It's terrible, but it seems to be the trend in these years everywhere.
Traduco, I translate. È stato sgomberato, insomma, il 19, appunto, ROG, che era un'esperienza che durava da 15 anni. Sicuramente, dice, non finisce qua, però è stato un brutto colpo, diciamo, per tutte le persone che lo vivevano. So they came in the morning. The modality of eviction was without any resistance or if you can tell us something about the story of the ROG, how it's grown in years and what is the meaning of Tovarna ROG for the people who has lived this place in 15 years.
Okay, so maybe still just a little bit about the day when it was evicted, or first the history of what it was.
Tell us about the eviction, and then about the story.
Yeah. It was in the morning. It was around 7 in the morning. The mayor or his lawyer or both, they say that the lawyer came to the factory and he noticed there was nobody there. And then the construction workers, they started demolishing the space, and the security guards, they just secured the premises. But this is really a lie, because there was many people that were staying overnight. And when the security guards came in and they started trashing everything and they dragged people from their beds and out of ROG without clothes or shoes or documents, anything, they saw the walls already being demolished while they were still taking them out. So even the demolition started while they were still being evicted.
Allora diceva che lo sgombero è avvenuto alle 7 della mattina. L'avvocato è venuto a notificarglielo e c'era ancora gente che sta dentro. Li hanno svegliati e buttati fuori senza fargli recuperare nemmeno le loro cose. What was the meaning in a city like Lubiana of this place, Tovarna ROG?
Well, it was a huge importance, actually. it was a place that was even in Europe one of those few places that were so long already in complete sort of complete autonomy in a way, because Slovenia itself, it had a few squats ever since independence. There were many squats that emerged, but some were shut down, or they were forced into some degree of legalization, like Metelkova as one of the more known squats even in Europe, has already begun this process, unfortunately. But Trog was a huge space. It was a gigantic factory, and it was still for 15 years almost autonomous without any interference in a way in terms of law. So we were really kind of free to do our manifestation of the vision of how we wanted to use and share spaces and build the fight that we wanted to spread further.
A big part of city has crossed this place.
Yeah, a lot of people crossed this space. A lot of various collectives came and then left, and then many generations of spaces and uses. And I don't know, I got there almost 5 years ago. When I got there, there were many places that didn't exist anymore, and then the new opened. Mm-hmm. So I saw some of what was happening, some of these processes that were going on. All very exciting and interesting.
Allora Marco ci diceva appunto che la Tovarna Rog era uno spazio molto grande e in Europa fra i pochi diciamo completamente autonomi, soprattutto a Lubiana, dove negli anni ne sono emersi molti di squat e purtroppo anche spariti, e alcuni come per esempio il Metelkova, che chi è passato a Lubiana sicuramente conosce, hanno subito un processo diciamo di fagocitazione, chiamiamolo legalizzazione, lo chiamano. Soprattutto questi posti appunto dove da anni si incrociano diverse esperienze di collettivi culturali e artistiche. Marco nello specifico ci diceva che da 5 anni comunque in città ne ha visti appunto di squat o posti occupati emergenti. Diciamo che la Tovarna Rog era anche un punto di riferimento in questo senso. Have there ever been episodes like this of eviction or intention like this in the past years?
There was so ever since the beginning, the municipality was the owner of the space, which meant that it was a public sort of property, and but the municipality didn't really have any coherent plans with it. So, and they needed plans, they needed finances, they needed a building permit to be able to do this, to do their plans. So, in a way, they allowed the temporary squatting of it as they wanted to have it to just be temporary until they have all what they need so they can move on with the project, whatever that was going to be. At some point it was going to be a little bit of, I don't know, creativity, creative industries with next to a hotel and a garage house. So it went from very I'd say not very imaginative options. And then, but in after 10 years, they actually got to some sort of fairly coherent plan, and they got finances as well. And then they also got the building permit. So at that point, that was the first time that they tried to evict us. That was 2016.
Okay. Ok, allora lo spazio ci diceva Marco che era della municipale, la proprietà, ma ai tempi non avevano né piani per diciamo ristrutturare, rimettere in forza il posto, né licenze, né tantomeno finanze, così dal momento in cui l'hanno occupato, appunto, è andata avanti costruendo la propria identità culturale. Questo fino al 2016, in cui appunto i primi finanziamenti sono venuti fuori e l'idea di sfratto così non è. È iniziata a nascere e a concretizzarsi. Okay, Marco, and episodes of eviction in these years, this period in Slovenia, in general, in the city, maybe in Ljubljana, there is an increase or.
But Ljubljana had two other squats, and I think the early 2002, there was one squatted and then evicted, I think the year after or the next year. And then 2003, another one was squatted, but again, a couple of years later, it was also evicted. And this is also partially because they were owned by private either enterprises or people. Just like in 2016, for example, there were two squats at the seacoast in Koper and in Izola, yes. Argo and Inde. And they were also both, these spaces were both owned by other companies. And so these, when it was private, when it's private ownership, they can really be a lot harder on, well, kicking you out, evicting you. But if it's public, if it's a public space and you are doing public good, which is something that the court proved in our case, even, then it's a lot more difficult. And that's why the process in Rog actually, it's a very kind of a little complicated of a legal situation. Mm-hmm. I can tell you about it later if you want to know.
Okay. Sì, gli ho chiesto insomma a Ljubljana per quanto riguarda sfratti e sgomberi. Mi raccontava Marco di altri due squat, per esempio all'inizio degli anni 2000. Comunque sono nati e in pochi anni sgomberati. Poi nel 2016, per esempio, due squat anche a Capodistria, a Koper, sono stati alla fine comprati dai privati e inglobati, insomma, nelle imprese private che se ne sono appropriate. Marco, is this eviction a part of a kind of gentrification program in Ljubljana?
I think so. I don't have any doubts about that because everything that we stand for is against gentrification, and everything that the project stands for seems to be. Well, just by the fact of wanting to get rid of us, it seems to be in favor of luxurious sort of cultural institutions and a couple of commercial venues, that's really not the vision that that seems to be what the vision of gentrification is like, not at all what we have in mind.
I think so. For us is the same. We live the same problem. Gli chiedevo appunto se facesse parte di comunque un processo di gentrificazione in atto a Lubiana e mi ha risposto che sì, chiaramente ci sono imprese locali grandi, diciamo che hanno interessi più o meno nascosti, come succede anche qua a Torino. E si è giunti a questo punto, insomma, poi da un giorno all'altro succedono queste cose e cercano di cancellare simboli e luoghi reali che vivono appunto in questo caso da 15 anni. Here in Turin the police continued to evict a lot of buildings, both political or just for living squat. Mm-hmm. And the last was just some days ago, in the same days with you.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yes, we are in a similar condition. Did you expect some like this, especially during this period, the pandemic period?
Yeah, that's a good question. In a way, yes, and in a way, no. Because of the legal situation that Rog was in, the squad could not be evicted by the police because the court would not grant the municipality this demand of eviction of everyone. They could only come with security guards and make sure that everyone's gone and then take over the space. And so we had this perspective that, in 2016, when he tried to do this, it didn't work and it looked very bad for him because he wasn't using the legal, official way. He was using some sort of private militia, really, almost as some sort of a mafia boss to get rid of some activists and cultural actors. And so we didn't really think that he would try to do this sort of political suicide again, especially in these conditions when obviously we are more vulnerable, but we did apparently overestimate his dignity, or I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Sì, ci diceva che non poteva in verità essere sgomberato dalla polizia, sono arrivate appunto le guardie di sicurezza ad aspettare che tutti se ne fossero andati dalla Tovarna Rog per poi entrare dentro e fare un macello poi a quello che ne sappiamo, a quello che ho letto. Nel 2016 questo metodo comunque non ha funzionato, anzi gli si è ritorto contro perché non hanno usato la via propriamente legale, diciamo. E quindi non si sa ancora bene cosa aspettarsi. If you have initiatives planned.
The main thing that we're doing now is some sort of damage control. Like we're helping people that need the accommodation when after they were kicked out. We're helping with things to get some of the things back that we can get. We're planning a lot in well, planning. We're organizing a lot with media, both in the country and in interviews like this. We're posting a lot of good solidarity pictures and messages that are coming from everywhere, basically, and we're really, really grateful for those because it makes us feel a lot better. But the main thing is to sort of construct a real response in action, and this is today. There was already a protest on the 19th when we were being evicted. But at that point, it was actually mostly in shock and
You were shocked.
Organized too long.
Yes. So you want to raise awareness around this eviction on media too.
Yeah, for sure.
Ok, I translate. Gli ho chiesto insomma se ci sono iniziative. Il 19, quando c'è stato lo sgombero, ce n'è stata una, ma appunto erano ancora abbastanza in stato di shock e non così in forze, diciamo. C'è stata una chiamata per oggi pomeriggio. Appunto, e stanno cercando di sensibilizzare anche i media rispetto a tutto questo e la gente insomma che ha vissuto il posto, e sono davvero molti. Today you will make a protest. We spread your message from Torino, from Radio Blackout. Your struggle is our struggle too. We have similar or same problems, I think. Good luck with your struggle, okay?
Yeah, we do have the very similar struggles everywhere almost. So thank you for this interview and sharing our word. Good luck to you too. I guess.
Yes, okay. Jivi Rog. Non so come si dice. I don't know.
Jivi Rog.
Okay.
Hvala.
Thank you. Hvala Marco. Yeah. Grazie Marco di questa testimonianza. Ti salutiamo.
Okay.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao. Puoi essere licenziato, lo sai, se non impari tu.